broadcasting at 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, also online at krvs.org. KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you, and we will be having a fundraiser this fall starting October 23rd. We're going to break for the news. We'll be back at 12:06 with some Joe Louis Walker, so keep that dial on 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.
Support comes from Vermilionville's La Cuisine de Maman, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for dine-in, take-out, outdoor dining, and curbside delivery, taking all precautions to keep staff and visitors safe. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road in Lafayette. The phone number is 233-4077. More information at bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
A senior aide is presenting an upbeat assessment of President Trump's condition. He's tested positive for coronavirus. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the official message out of the White House today is Trump remains engaged.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows told reporters he spoke to Trump in the morning and that the president was in good spirits and had given him a to-do list.
He has mild symptoms. As we look at that, the doctor will continue to provide expertise in the residence. He's in the residence now. And in true fashion, he's probably critiquing the way that I'm answering these questions.
First Lady Melania Trump tweeted that she is also experiencing mild symptoms. Meadows said that other close aides, including himself, social media director Dan Scavino, and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, all tested negative today. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The Bidens are negative. A short time ago, a physician issued a statement that Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill Biden were cleared for infection. They were tested after the White House confirmed this morning that the president and first lady had tested positive for coronavirus. Both couples were in the same space for Tuesday night's debate in Ohio. At the event hosted by the Cleveland Clinic, Biden wore a mask except while he was on stage. Trump did not. They were physically distanced. Well, several other people who might have been exposed to the president in recent days or weeks are also getting tested, among them Attorney General William Barr. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the Justice Department says Barr's result turned up negative.
A spokeswoman for the Attorney General says he last saw President Trump on Saturday at a reception for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Bill Barr got a coronavirus test Friday morning out of an abundance of caution. Barr has a busy travel schedule this month. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. economy is still gaining jobs, but at a pace that has been slowing over the last 3 months. The Labor Department reports non-farm payrolls increased by 661,000 jobs in September. However, millions of people are out of work due to the financial carnage of this pandemic. Some of those jobs have been lost permanently. Elise Gould, senior economist with the think tank Economic Policy Institute, highlighted some of the main areas of concern.
Honestly, the public sector is particularly concerning to me. We saw many jobs lost in public sector, particularly in state and local governments. That was concerning. Another concerning note in this report was a significant uptick in long-term unemployment, those that are unemployed for at least 27 weeks. And that is concerning, particularly as the recession drags on and more workers are unemployed for longer periods of time.
U.S. stocks are trading slightly lower this hour. This is NPR. In the largest study yet of coronavirus transmission, researchers in India have tracked down and tested more than 500,000 people who'd been in contact with known cases. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports the study highlights the roles of children and so-called super spreaders in transmitting the virus.
The southern Indian states of Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh have relatively strong healthcare systems, access to coronavirus tests, and lots of COVID cases, making them ideal spots to study the spread of the virus. Writing in the journal Science, the researchers found that most of those infected with the virus never pass it on, but a small group, just 8% of the primary cases, were unusually contagious. These super spreaders caused 60% of the secondary infections. The highest risk of getting COVID wasn't living with someone someone who's positive, it's sitting next to them on a bus or train for longer than 6 hours. The study also found a significant amount of transmission by children to other children and to adults. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
Airbnb says it is barring one-night rentals over Halloween weekend. The company's been under mounting pressure to crack down on clients renting out homes for parties since a deadly shooting last year at an Airbnb in California. Five people were killed in the violence during an unauthorized Halloween gathering. The company is revamping its policy as it prepares for an initial public stock offering, which would happen possibly this year. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include ECMC Foundation, working to improve post-secondary educational outcomes for underserved students through evidence-based innovation. Learn more at ecmcfoundation.org and Americans for the Arts.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and we are cruising into our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. As always, we'd like to invite you to stay tuned at 1 o'clock for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And we do have more national and international news coming your way at 4 o'clock on the program All Things Considered from NPR. We're going to venture back next to 1994, music from Joe Louis Walker. His career started in San Francisco back in the 1960s. From his disc JLW, here's Joe Louis Walker with 12-Step Loving. Oh, easy there, Joe. That wasn't Joe.
To me. is there. All the little things that you do, the third step is when I took you home, the fourth step when we were all alone. The fifth step, baby, was what you did to me. The sixth step, darling, it was just like ecstasy.
Joe Louis Walker with 12-Step Loving, again from his 1994 release, JLW, the name of the disc. We turn next year on KRVS to the Holmes Brothers. They had a few discs out. There were two brothers and a third party, and unfortunately, two of the three passed away, so they won't be recording as a group anymore. Here is a track from their disc, Brotherhood. This one came out in 2013. From this disc, one written by Wendell Holmes. They were out of, by the way, Christchurch, Virginia. Here they are with a little piece for us called My Word Is My Bond.
If I say I'm going downtown, don't mean I'm cheating, baby, or messing around. Not to worry, I won't be lonely. My word is my bond. If I'm out with my friends, I might be playing cards, baby. I might be drinking gin. Not to worry, I won't be long. My word is my bond. Yes, I remember the way it used to be. I'd leave home on Friday and come back on Tuesday. I've changed my ways. I'm not that way anymore. Never do you wrong, 'cause my word is my bond. If you come home, find me gone. Don't worry, baby, I'm not doing you wrong. Not to worry, I won't be long, 'cause my word is my bond. We'll be right back. gonna do that. I've changed my ways, I'm not that way anymore. I'll never do you wrong with my word, my boy. If I reach for my shoes, don't start that whining, baby, and singing the blues. Not to worry, I won't be long. My word is my bond. I'll tell you.
Acadiana blues man Michael Juan Nunez from his disc About to Snap. That was his techno version of a number that Blind Willie Newburn recorded back in 1929, Rollin' Tumble Blues. Before hearing Michael Juan Nunez, we heard the Holmes Brothers from their disc Brotherhood. And again, that disc came out in 2013, and they did a number for us called My Word Is My Bond. We turn next to Otis Taylor. He's an interesting character. He's had about 15 blues albums out. Got into music at some point, got out, then back into it. He was born in Chicago, but moved to Denver at a fairly young age. And his recordings have often been referred to as trance blues. Very, very interesting subgenre. We're going to turn to his disc, Clovis People, Volume 3. And this one... this one came out in 2017, I believe it was, 2010, excuse me. And here is Otis Taylor with a little number for us called Coffee Woman.
Coffee woman, sweet and sour. Say you love me, but you don't. Say you will, but you won't. Coffee woman, sweet and sour. Say you love me, but you don't. Round and through. In and out, over and under, in and out. I was once loved by two women, but love was not in my eyes. Hand me down, oh, hand me down. Hand me down, Lord, from this ball and chain. I did evil. Oh, I did evil. Evil come my way. I did evil. I did evil. Evil come my way. Sweet and sour, say you love me, but you don't. Say you want me, but you won't. Coffee woman, sweet and sour, say you love me, but you don't. Thank you.
the mountain tattoos. Played a mean guitar and sang them black blues. The town folks say, little girl, you better watch yourself. That boy there is bad for your health. But I don't care, make me feel like I might be a preacher's daughter, but I'm gonna be a sinner's wife. Yeah. So in love, his love keeps me high like a little bit of grass, John moonshine. Feeling all beside myself. Strung that guitar, made me warm inside. Serenade a real low, put stars in my eyes. My girlfriend say, girl, you better keep cool. Heard about his reputation, don't you be nobody's fool. And keep your big nose out of mine, yeah.
J.J. Timms from a disc called Raw Sugar that came out in 2016. And, of course, a number called Don't Stop My Shine. Her career began in the late 1990s. She's worked with people like Bobby Bland and Denise LaSalle and a number of others over the years. Fine vocalist. She was preceded by Otis Taylor. We heard Otis Taylor from the disc Clovis People, Volume 3. He did a number for us called A Coffee Woman. And you're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS is provided by Sans Souci Fine Crafts Gallery, home of the Louisiana Crafts Guild. Located in the Little Red Building across from French Press in downtown Lafayette, the gallery offers select, handcrafted items from over 200 Louisiana artists. For information, the number is 337-266-7999 or online at louisianacrafts.org.
Music next here on the Blues Box from Lindsay Beaver. She's a vocalist and drummer originally from Halifax, Nova Scotia. She ended up in Austin, Texas, and Alligator Records put out a disc of hers back in 2008 called Tough as Love. Here is Lindsay Beaver, again, on vocals and also drums, and Marsha Ball is guesting on piano on this particular track.
Our love and it. No matter how tried so hard. Thank you. never seemed alike. I had no choice but to confess all that I had turned into a snake. Oh, ever since you walked out that door, I got what I've been looking for. Oh, listen, for such a long time I was your fool, and I acted like a little boy in school. But things have changed, I do things my way. There's so much I want to do. I believe me, darling, I can't do without you.
Band BB and the Blues Shacks from a 3-disc set that was released fairly recently. The disc set is called Dirty 30, which the title celebrates 30 years of three decades of blues. They're based out of Europe, and the CD, three CD set contains some older recordings and some new recordings. Before we heard BB and the Blues Shacks here on KRVS, we heard Lindsay Beaver from her disc Tough as Love. Again, a drummer and a vocalist, and she had a disc out on Alligator Records back in 2018 called Tough as Love, and Marcia Ball was on piano with her. They did a number called Too Cold to Cry. We've got blues next here on KRVS from Robin Ford. His career started in Northern California back in the early 70s. He was a member of the jazz fusion group, the Yellow Jackets, worked as a guitarist with Jimmy Witherspoon, also with Miles Davis. He's been around the block several times. We're going to listen to a track he had out on his disc, Blue Moon. This disc came out back in 2002. He's going to do a number that was written by Willie Dixon, and that some say was Willie Dixon's favorite composition of his own songwriting pieces. Robin Ford with his version of Willie Dixon. It's Don't Make Sense If You Can't Make Peace.
You have made great plans to span the sky. Gave sight to the blind with other men's eyes. Stay submerged for weeks. But it don't make sense. You can't make peace. You take one man's heart, make another man live. Even go up to the moon and you come back thrilled. Oh, why you can crush any country in a matter of weeks. But it don't make sense. You can't make sense. No, it don't make sense. You can't make peace. Transfusion that can save a life. Even change the darkness into broad daylight. You make the deaf man hear and the dumb man. You can't make peace. No, it don't make sense. Said it don't make sense. Yeah, no, it don't make sense. When you can't.
Robin Ford, once again with his rendition of Don't Make Sense, You Can't Make Peace, a Willie Dixon composition. Dixon himself recorded that one back in the 1980s, and a number of people, several blues artists have done very nice versions of it. This one, definitely an excellent version of that tune. Robin Ford from his disc Blue Moon. And we're going to turn to something completely different on the next for the next tune. We're going to listen to a song about murder. Frankie and Albert, Frankie and Johnny, basically to some degree the same tune. We're going to listen to Mississippi John Hurt, recorded back in the late 1920s, doing his version. And there are a few different murders that this song is supposedly linked to. One that happened in St. Louis, Missouri in October of 99 when Frankie Baker shot her boyfriend. And she got off because she claimed self-defense. There was another murder it was allegedly linked to in 1832 in North Carolina. But we'll let Mississippi John Hurt give his story.
Frankie was a good girl, everybody knew. He paid $100 for having one suit of clothes. He's a man, and he done it wrong. Frankie went down to the corner saloon. Didn't go to be gone long. She peeped through the keyhole of the door, spied Albert in Alice's arm. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frankie called Albert. Albert says, I don't hear. If you don't come to the woman you love, gonna haul you out of here. You's my man, and you done me wrong. Frankie shot with Albert, and she shot him 3 or 4 times. Let's throw back, I'd smoke him a gun, let me see his Albert dine. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frank and the judge walked down the stand, they walked outside the side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified for killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie say, done laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lie. Well, I was passed about an hour ago, a girl you call Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
Baby, I'll get you kindling. Honey, I'll build your fire. Babe, I'd love your water. From the boggy bayou, won't you tell me, mama, who made you man a happy? For many more little old questions, baby, please make arrangement for me. Well, hi, baby, how you doing tonight? What are you doing out so late, huh? Oh, you're waiting for the bus. Yeah. what am I doing? I just finished working on it. I'm going to go upstairs and try to get some sleep. I don't know what, read a magazine. What? A cup of coffee? That sounds like a good idea. Maybe that's just what I need to get to sleep. Well, baby, your hair's curly and your eyes ain't blue. That's why, pretty mama, I'm a fool for you. Tell me, mama, who may your manager be? For many more little old questions, baby, please make Raymond fall for me. What's that? What? The man across the street, sitting in a pink Cadillac convertible. What? What? He wants a cup of coffee too. I say, hey, wait a minute, baby. I didn't even get paid yet. I haven't got enough money for two cups of coffee, never mind three. Now, don't get excited. Wait a minute. Well, honey, I ain't good looking. Baby, I don't dress fine. I keep you worried, bothered all the time. Tell me, mama, who may your manager be? For many more little questions, baby, please make rain my fault for me. Now, hold on a minute, baby. Don't get me wrong. Next week sometime. I did get paid for the first week. Well, you know, it's how things are. It's kind of tight like that. Well, baby, here's one little thing just to blow your mind. When I get my paycheck down, I give you my last dime. Tell me, mama, who may your manager be? For many more little questions, darling, please make rain, mom. Please make rain, mom. Please make rain, mom, for me.
Paul Jeremiah from a disc called Live from Uncle Sam's Backyard. That came out in 1997. That was Jeremiah's rendition of an old Bo Carter tune called Arrangement for Me. Before hearing Jeremiah, we heard from the late 1920s, we heard Mississippi John Hurt from one of 13 tunes that he recorded, seven of which were released at the time. We heard his version of the ballad of Frankie and Johnny. And that about brings to a close this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, of course, we have more good music on the program Freetown Radio, hosted by Roger Cash. And then after Roger, stay tuned for national and international news on the program All Things Considered. That's coming up at 4 p.m. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And you can find our programming guides and podcast of programs on our website, krvs.org. You can also support us at that website. We are public radio and supported by members like you. If you can help us out, just go to this website, hit the donate button, and pledge. Here's Etta Baker to take us up to the top of the hour with I Get the Blues When It Rains. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next Friday morning with another Blues Box right after Morning Edition. And, of course, have a great weekend and be safe.
Jan Dick isn't for everyone, but he isn't trying to be. Time for Jan Dick. Late night Mondays, early morning Tuesdays, 1 a.m. here on KRVS 88.7 FM, krvs.org.
Fridays, 10 to midnight, it's The Fringe on KRVS, 2 hours of underground music, and so much more. Only on listener-supported KRVS.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is public radio for Acadiana. KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.